Back in late September, the Hockey League season was just getting underway, and Cheshire's Silk 106.9 spent the opening weekend with Macclesfield Hockey Club. Fast forward to the first weekend in April, and the season is coming to an end, and we went back before the final weekend to reflect on a successful season for Macclesfield Hockey Club. It's a season that has included many highlights, but there is only one place to start, and that is with the men's first team. They won the Northwest Hockey Division 3 South title with 5 games remaining and have ended the season with 22 wins from 22 games played and with an overall goal difference of 100. It's been an impressive season for the men's first team, including team captain Oliver Waddington.
The performances have been really good. You know, for me, I think the most pleasing thing actually from the guys is the attitude and the commitment. So, you know, we're at a level where, like I say, it's a hobby, it's fun, but, you know, we're okay. We know how to play. Most of us have been playing for a long time. So, you know we can play good hockey at times in the past as well. But this season, it's been a question of, as I say, attitude and commitment. And for me, that's what's taken us, you know, to the next level, basically, in terms of results.
When it started the season, did you ever expect that this would happen? Not only would you win the league, 5 games to go, you won the league, 21 points clear, 21 wins out of 21s, we still want to play. Did you ever expect that?
In a word, no. I think you'd be crazy to expect that. You know, I've played hockey for 20 years now. I've been lucky that I have once won a league before, but that's once in 20 years. So now it's twice in 20 years. And, you know, it's such a rare thing to just achieve that, just to win a league. So the way in which we've done it is, even more pleasing. And like I say, at the end of the day, it's just about having fun. So we've had fun, and that's enough for me.
What do you put this team's success down to? Obviously, you were very close last season. You finished second in the league. You've built on that. What would you put this success down to?
The commitment and the positive attitude from the guys. You know, that for me has made a big difference. The fact that the guys, you know, turn up every week, turn up to training, turn up to games, turn up on time, you know, and we just concentrate on playing hockey, on supporting each other, trying to build a positive attitude around the team. And yeah, for me, that's been the biggest thing. And I think that's really carried us to these results.
100% records in any sport is incredibly rare. You've worked hard for it, and it's that attitude and commitment. But how have you got guarded against that complacency that potentially could have crept in?
Yeah, good question. I think for me, there's a couple of things there, really. I've always said to the guys, and I've always believed myself, that you can't really control the result. You know, that you don't turn up and choose to win or not win. You can only control what you can control, which is how you approach the game, how you approach, you know, your attitude and commitment, like I said before, around everything, excuse me, and focusing on enjoying it. So I think that's really the key. When you enjoy the game and you focus on the enjoyment, it's about playing to a level that you enjoy. And you might win or you might not win, but in the end, you've got to enjoy it. So for me, I think there hasn't been any real danger of that complacency, because every week we go into the game with the target of enjoying playing. The target isn't to win or draw or whatever. The target is to enjoy playing. And that means playing to a good level, the level that we know we're capable of. And like I say, maintaining that positive attitude around the game and supporting each other and yeah, playing the kind of hockey that we want to play as a team.
Is that mindset about just enjoying it, is that something that you picked up elsewhere, something you just live life by, or is that something that the club's kind of instilled in you?
I don't know, a bit of everything, I suppose. Yeah, a bit of everything. I think, you know, Macclesfield is the kind of club where it is about enjoyment. You know, that is what we are, that is our club. We're a social club, we're a community club, we're part of the town and part of the local area, and it's all about providing an opportunity for people to do something outside of work that they enjoy. And so, yeah, I think maybe it's also my own personal attitude, certainly towards sport, maybe life in general. I don't know, that's a bit deep, I hadn't really thought about it, but but yeah, for sure, like I say, it's definitely part of the wider club as well. It's not just me.
You would presume that you'll go up to Division 2 South with the incredible season that you've had. How much are you looking forward to that challenge and the step up?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. It's always, you know, it's always fun to be challenged. That's part of the experience, definitely part of the enjoyment of the game. So, yeah, definitely really looking forward to that. I think there's good teams in this league as well. You know, credit to a lot of the teams in this league that have also had good seasons as well. And there are definitely good teams in the league above that will challenge us and push us next season, definitely.
The success has extended right across the club, with all eight of the Macclesfield senior teams being competitive in their leagues. Jess Duffy speaks with pride as she reflects on her first season as club chair.
It's just been really amazing. Everyone's done so well, and to have 7 out of 8 teams probably get a top 4 finish is just awesome. And everyone's worked so hard this year, couldn't really ask for more. So yeah, really good.
What do you put the success down to? Because it's not like just one team. Every team's been competitive. What do you put the success down to across the whole club?
To be honest, it's probably just attitude. So everyone here is friendly with each other, from the men's side, the women's side, all different age groups. It's kind of just more like a club vibe. And when you see other teams doing well, there kind of is that knock-on effect, and everyone's kind of it's not even you're in it to win it, you're just there to have a good time, and it tends to pay off because we've had quite good numbers at training this season, so there's been a lot of stuff that people have worked on and been able to put into practice, and it's really shown.
Obviously, when we came down last year, we talked about the growing junior section. How's the section developed this year?
It's actually done really well. We have had a lot of younger sign-ups this year throughout the season. Not all at once, just kind of in dribs and drabs, but a couple of our players, Karen and Aaron, they've been down at Titherington High School because they've been trying to revive their hockey team. I mean, they might as well, they've got a pitch there to use, and it's a good standard. So they've been down doing a few sessions with them, so we've had a few new joiners from that, and hopefully if we can continue our relationship with them, we'll have a nice little thing going between us. So yeah, it should be good.
And obviously this weekend is the last regular league hockey game season, but it doesn't stop there. There's a whole summer of hockey, summer hockey, social hockey.
We have a few months off.
Have a few months off. Because
The club itself had lots of success, I think, in the summer tournaments like last year.
Yes.
You mentioned about the Chairman's Day coming up.
Yep.
So what's on offer this summer?
There's a bit of everything. So we will be probably entering the competitive tournaments over summer, which tend to be small-sided. We've already entered a couple of teams in a mixed tournament over at Buxton, which is normally a good day, isn't it? Yeah. But we are also running back to hockey sessions for both men and women for a 6-week program in the summer before we start our social summer hockey. So it's basically a bit of something for absolutely everyone, depending on if you haven't picked up a stick before, you're more than welcome to come down to back to hockey. And if you kind of want to get back into it as a more experienced player, come down to summer hockey. Definitely there's something on for everyone still. Keep the eye in before we go big next season.
And I was thinking, what are the plans? Because I guess this season we've talked about the success. Next season is just to build on that, I imagine.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even if everyone did exactly the same as they've done this season, how can we complain because we've had an awesome season as a club? But I really do think that off the back of this season, we can do even better. And I think that our goals next season would be to push more teams for promotion. It's not like we didn't think we could do it this season, but we just weren't expecting to do it in such a nice way, because it's kind of just happened rather than having to, not like they haven't worked hard for it, but it's just sort of naturally occurred. You can get involved in every single way. You can play, you can officiate, coach, you can just be a spectator, you can just be kind of casual, you can be a sponsor. There's all sorts of ways to get involved. So I'd just check out our social media accounts or our website, drop us an email. It's all online. So yeah, just feel free to drop us a message, someone will reply.
Jess plays in the women's first team, which also includes ladies club captain Ellen Barrett. They have both progressed through the club's junior section and are now a key part of the club.
Ladies 1s are Div 2 South, hopefully pushing Div 1 next season, which is a much broader, we'll have to travel a lot further, but it's also such a great opportunity for younger players coming through. We've got all sorts sort of from Ladies 4s up to Ladies 1s, it's quite a range of, so we can sort of accommodate everyone.
Fantastic. Yeah, and the Ladies 1s, obviously yours and Jess's team. How do you reflect on the season?
I think Christmas killed us a bit. we didn't have any games over Christmas. We had a couple cancelled because of the snow. Yeah, we all enjoyed our time off. But probably showed in the first couple of games back, and we had a couple probably wobblier results than we would have liked. And that's all it was really that was in it, you know. A couple of draws for us and them along the way, and then that's it. It's slim margins, yeah, sort of thing. But no, we'll be raring to go for next season, and it's a good challenge.
That's the thing, isn't it? Obviously, it's really easy to look at the negatives in sport, but actually the positives. It's been another great season for the team, which must be great, yeah, from your perspective.
Yeah, we've had so many wins. Like, Ladies 3s have done amazing as well. They've won loads. And 4s have won quite a few. A few dropped out of their league, so they've had a few less games than the others. But yeah, lots of wins across, which is obviously great, and lots of high scoring games, which is always fun.
Ellen, if I remember rightly, you started at age of 10, you still stuck at it, and it must be great to have people that you've perhaps seen around the club for many, many years now.
Yeah, well, we both went away to uni, didn't we?
Yeah,
and we both came back.
Both did our own.
So yeah, we kind of went, lived our lives, and then ended up back here together.
Yeah, and quite a few people do tend to do that, but I think that's probably because we try and be quite relaxed. If somebody wants to play 3 games in a season, we want to accommodate that. If somebody wants to play every week and do 5 fitness sessions, we want to try and accommodate that. You know, it's just about what fits you. And obviously at different points in your life, it fits you. You want it to fit in differently. Like right now, we wanted to do lots of hockey, train lots, whatever, commit a lot of time on the pitch and off the pitch. But you know, it doesn't always have to be like that for both of us as well. We could just be players in a couple of seasons or yeah, whatever. It's just easy to sort of fit around. And I think that's why, I don't know, we're still here. Because you can take it or leave it. And everyone's happy to have you at the pub or have you on the pitch. We just want everyone to enjoy this. And I mean, we are obviously a community club. So we are here to benefit the community in that way. We want to offer that exercises and outlet, and also like for socialising, so everyone can have a good chat.
But you're going to come back next season more motivated, more determined than ever, is it? Aren't you, to try and push to try and get into that top promotion? But I guess the main thing is just enjoyment.
Yeah, it definitely is the main thing, and we play well when we enjoy it.
Yeah, we actually play so much better when we're enjoying it, rather than when the pressure's piled on and then we kind of
we crumble.
Yeah, we just need to have fun, really.
And then Ellen, we mentioned about the summer hockey. I remember you saying as well back in September that that's kind of a big thing from your development point of view, was actually that really helped you playing the mixed hockey. What's your message to people about coming down this summer and just giving it a go?
Yeah, definitely. Like when I was younger and I was playing ladies ones or twos, I came to summer hockey, it just got exposed to so many different, you know, types of players and styles of play. And also I think that sort of experimentative sort of play, like being creative on the pitch, everyone's sort of, because it's so relaxed, you can, you know, try that trick shot that you wouldn't ever do in a league game, and it comes off. And then, you know, that's a big confidence builder. But also for younger players watching and playing with older players, you know, seeing that sort of stuff as well is sort of, you know, it pushes you to try hard and things. So it definitely was a big help in my hockey sort of life. Yeah, it was fun. It's fun as well. Like that, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be fun, and it is.
Aaron Gaskell is the men's club captain, and during his 20 years at the club, he can't remember a season quite like this.
It's been amazing, and it's just, you can see the smile on people's faces. That's the important thing, because it is, you know, like Oliver said, it is about enjoyment. And to see, you know, not just the first team, but through the 2s and 3s, they've both had good seasons, not in chance of promotion, unfortunately, but they've had really strong seasons. And just to see people smiling on the pitch, people, you know, because we don't get paid, we pay for the privilege of playing. So to actually see them coming down and enjoying it and playing good hockey and just smiling. And another one to put on to Oliver, it's been the strength and depth, because there has been times when we, despite the commitment, we have been short, and we've been able to pull people up from the 2s and 3s. And because of the level they're playing at, and because they're enjoying it, they've seemed to fit straight in. And they've enjoyed the hockey as well, despite playing at a higher level that they're usually used to. So it's about, it's building the ethos around the whole club of making people enjoy the hockey they're playing.
If I remember rightly, have you been involved in this club for over 20 years?
Yeah, over 20 years I've been with Mac.
Have you ever kind of experienced a season quite like
Never
this?
Never a season like this. They are literally one in a million. You rarely see, unless it's a new club that's just been formed and they plough their way through the leagues, you never see it, especially not an established club.
And it's just across the club, isn't it? It's not just a case of one team. I think every team's been incredibly competitive. I think 7 of the 8 teams across men's and the ladies section will finish in the top five or top four, which is incredible. Yeah. Actually, the strength and depth that you talk about. What a great feeling it must be to be a part of this club.
Well, I say it's amazing because a lot of them do come down and watch us on Saturdays, and they'll see us play, they'll see us enjoy our hockey. Quite a few youngsters come down to first team training, and we try and promote them and push them through, and that just bleeds down into the club. Yeah, it's the men's first team, you're the pinnacle of the club, so to speak, along with the ladies' ones. But if they're enjoying the hockey, they're performing well, success breeds success, as they say. So if we're enjoying our hockey, if we're being successful, it'll flow down the club. And it's been a phenomenal season. I've not known a season like it. Same with Wadders, have been promoted in the past before, but I've never had a season like this where, think if we win, it'll be 22 out of 22. But if we win by six, we've got a plus 100 goal difference. You never see that, So it's just been an amazing season. I'm proud of the boys, proud of the club, proud of the ladies. They're doing well. So I'm just proud of everyone within the club.
Before we finish, just want to mention, obviously, this is the final weekend of the regular league hockey season, but it doesn't end there. There's loads more hockey over the summer, perhaps a little bit more relaxed, I guess, than perhaps the league season.
Yeah.
So social hockey, mixed hockey. How much do you kind of enjoy that summer?
Oh, I love it. It's amazing because we've got the summer hockey. That's where you get to interact a lot more with generally members in the club, because you're away in your separate teams at weekends during the winter. But during the summer, everyone just comes together. I wouldn't say it's a festival of hockey that we have on Tuesday nights, but everyone's welcome, all age ranges and all abilities, and everyone plays together and just, again, enjoys the hockey. And then there's a few other tournaments we do, like we go to the Buxton tournament, there's some summer league things that happen, we all enjoy it. It's more relaxed, more social, in some ways more enjoyable. It's just harder work in the middle of summer. But on the plus side, you're not getting frozen and drenched and stuff, some far-flung corner of the northwest on a Saturday morning. But no, so yeah, it's all about enjoyment, like Ollie says, and that's what this club's all about. Come down, enjoy your hockey, enjoy playing, enjoy meeting new people, trying new things if you've not done it before. Because I think there's also the ladies and the men's are going to run a back to hockey this year for people who've not picked up a stick in God knows how many years. So just, again, an even more relaxed and social environment where they can just have a knockabout and see if they enjoy it, get fit and healthy.
Rob Alty has been a ladies' head coach for the last few years, but the Preston-based coach is leaving the club at the end of the season, and the club are looking for a new ladies' coach. Before he reflects on his time at Macclesfield, we spoke to men's head coach Kevin Heath about the achievements of the men's first team this season.
It's been very enjoyable. Ollie, the captain, has made a big point about us enjoying it because it's a social thing and not really worrying about the results have just come along, and we've enjoyed every game. Complacency's not crept in at all. The full attendance at training every week, lots of competition for places, the guys working really, really hard, and constantly I'm setting challenges for them about improving and being the best version they can of themselves, so the learning never stops.
What do you put this season's success down to?
Is it collective from the group, and there's a desire and determination to want to get better, and it's been a delight to work with the players. They see every week is a battle, and every week is an opportunity to learn and improve.
What do you enjoy most about being part of this club?
It's my hometown club. It's great to come back here this season and to work with the first team and to keep pushing them along, and it's great to see hockey growing in the town. Getting bigger and getting the rewards for all the hard work everybody's putting in. So there's a lot of younger players playing in the first team that I was coaching in the fourth team and third team over the last two or three seasons. So to see them coming through into the first team now is great. I look forward to more of them coming through from lower down as well. I think that's one of the things, there's a pathway, there's a chance to get through. That runs in both the men's and ladies' sections, which is really strong.
Obviously next season, a step up. How big of a step up do you think it is? And I guess you and your team will be looking forward to the challenge.
Looking forward to a challenge and continuing the learning, yeah. It's an exciting group of players. I don't think we're losing anybody. And if anything, we're going to add to it. So I think it's all just going to get better.
And Rob, obviously from yourself, it's been a competitive season right up there. How do you reflect on it so far?
It's been a good season. So every year that we've been here, we've progressed from fourth bottom through to second top now. And watching the ladies and the progression is brilliant, and again this season, yeah, we're not going to finish top, but we have put in a good season and good sessions to build up the season.
What do you enjoy most about being part of this club?
There's quite a few things. The social aspect, so everyone's really welcoming, really open. I live over in Preston, so the fact that I've got somewhere to stay when I come over here on a social event is brilliant. The way that the girls and ladies just get stuck in, they work really hard. There's no There's no kind of challenge when you ask them to do something. They get on and do it, and they will ask questions if they don't understand something or they want to know the reason why they're doing something. But in actually doing it, they'll run through walls for you, which is more you could ask for, really. Your station.